And on Tuesday, the New South Wales government announced it'll be getting tough on Airbnb rentals, slapping a 180-day limit on renting and granting building owners powers to prevent apartment owners renting if they do not live in their apartment themselves. This crackdown is a response to a series of anxieties people are having about how Airbnb is distorting the rental market. But are these anxieties justified? To help understand the Airbnb market and what's motivated the New South Wales government's decision, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Cromlin, lecturer at the City's Futures Research Centre of the University of New South Wales. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here.
So, Laura, what does the Airbnb market look like in Sydney currently?
Look, we're a very big market. When you look at the number of Airbnb listings in cities relative to the rest of the world, we generally sort of sit in the top 10 of big cities around the world in terms of the number of listings. So it's certainly a big issue in Sydney. It's a very, from what we've seen of the data, it's quite a seasonal thing. So it's a much bigger issue around the sort of, you know, Christmas summer peak. But it's also a very kind of, there's a real kind of interesting, I guess, geography to it, because you look at places like Bondi and the Eastern Beaches, the CBD area and Manly, and you see a real concentration of Airbnb listings in those areas. And that's been there for a while, but now it's increasingly spreading out across the rest of the city as well.
So are those the main differences between Airbnb renting and just short-term letting, whereas, you know, I go overseas for a month and let someone else use my room? What's the big differentiator?
Look, I mean, the thing with Airbnb, I guess, and, you know, it's not just Airbnb, there's a number of these platforms now, but is they just make it so much easier to do this. And so, you know, in some ways, this is something that people have done for a long time. You know, people have had lodges, people have run B&Bs, but it's so simple to use the platform that the scale of it has just completely changed. And so that sort of changed the nature of the impact. It used to be something that sort of happened, you know, without a lot of people noticing, but now people are seeing, you know, properties
right
that used to be rentals that are now being turned into Airbnbs that run all the time. And that's one of the major concerns.
So are those the main motivators for the New South Wales government's cracking down on Airbnb, or do they have other ones as well?
Look, I think there's sort of two things that have been real concerns with Airbnb. One is the potential impact on affordability and availability of rental properties. But the other one is all of the concerns around the sort of impact on neighbours in terms of people having parties, causing issues in apartment blocks, causing damage, that sort of thing. So to be honest, I think in some ways that second issue is more what's driven, you know, the government's decisions. But the 180-day limit that they've introduced as part of the new regulations certainly, I think, goes a little way towards addressing the housing affordability impact, although we'll see how much, you know, how easy that is to enforce in practice.
And are other countries and cities also concerned about Airbnb's effect on rent prices? It seems like it probably isn't just, you know, confined to New South Wales.
No, certainly not. I mean, it's an issue in other parts of Australia. We're seeing growing concerns in places like Hobart, but also it's been a big issue in cities all around the world. To the extent that places like Berlin and Barcelona have tried to ban Airbnb entirely, lots of other cities have introduced regulations long before we have. So in some ways, we're a bit behind the eight ball in terms of how long it's taken us to act on this. And certainly those other cities have found that, you know, coming up with the regulations is one thing, but then working out how to actually enforce them is another thing. So we've still got that hurdle to get over as well.
And Laura, we've seen recently, you know, I guess increased efforts by governments to sort of regulate what seems unregulatable, kind of, you know, putting GST on international shipping and privacy laws and so forth. How effective do you think the New South Wales government really can, you know, regulate Airbnb? How likely is it for these regulations to actually be enforced and work out?
It's really tricky. I mean, one of the things they've done is kind of split it across different, I guess, legal regimes. So, you know, they're giving some strata complexes or, you know, strata bodies the capacity to regulate themselves, which takes some of the responsibility away from the government to do it. But a lot of the enforcement is going to need to be the government, and it's really tricky. Like I said, this stuff, you can't even just look at one platform now. You have to, you know, if you're imposing a 180-day limit, you have to look, well, how many days is it listed on Airbnb? How many days is it listed on Booking.com? How many days is it listed on, and try to collate all of that data. So one of the things that seems good from the announcement Tuesday is that Airbnb at least has said it's going to share its data with the government. Hopefully that's the case for all of the platforms, mm-hmm. so that there is some way of seeing exactly what's going on, because it's been really hard to work that out till now. That's one of the things we've been grappling with, is the data isn't very good, so we don't really even know how much of this is happening in a very kind of reliable way.
And with these sort of measures, how likely is it that we might see, you know, kind of the extension of these powers beyond just Airbnb? It's obviously aimed at dealing with these sort of, you know, apps that are letting people stay, like Airbnb, but how likely are we to see them to maybe increase, like, regulations and powers beyond that sort of situation?
I think these new regulations will apply to all of the platforms that are doing this kind of short-term letting. Mm-hmm. So, whether we learn anything from this experience in terms of trying to regulate other aspects of the internet, I think, you know, there's a lot that we need to learn about how to enforce, you know, activity that goes right. on, regulations against activity that goes on online. It's, as you said, it's a really tricky thing. So we might learn some lessons from that in terms of what we, you know, what the experience is like of trying to regulate short-term letting. But I think the new changes will apply across the board. So Airbnb is the biggest player, but there's plenty of other players that will be affected too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Laura, and letting us know about it.
No problem. Happy to chat.